Hello, friends. Let's talk about three ways Our Lady of Sorrow can assist us. Janelle and I just finished a 9-day novena to Our Lady of Sorrows. Many of you on YouTube were following us as well as on Facebook. If you want all those videos, there's 9 of them. I'll just link right here if you're watching this on YouTube. And if you're watching on Facebook, I'll put a link somewhere else. But as I reflect upon those 9 messages, there's 3 graces that stand out to me by which Our Lady can assist. Now, these 3 graces that we're going to go through are by no means the only way Our Lady can assist, but this is what has stood out to me. Number 1, she can obtain for us the grace of repentance. In the early 1980s, Our Lady was appearing to some children in Kobeho, Rwanda. And in one of the messages, she said the following words.
May 31st, 1982. What I ask of you is repentance. If you recite this chaplet while meditating on it, you will then have the strength to repent. Today, many people do not know anymore how to ask forgiveness. They nail again the Son of God on the cross. So I wanted to come and recall it to you, especially here in Rwanda, for here I have still found humble people who are not attached to wealth nor money.
So in order to grow in the spiritual life, we have to repent. But have you ever found yourself, what if I don't feel sorry for my sin? What if I don't have contrition? I want to let you know, I've been there and often am there. I have imperfect contrition for sin. So what can we do? Well, God's grace builds upon nature. So we have to dispose our hearts for the grace of contrition, because contrition for sin, sorrow for sin, is a gift from God. And if we're just waiting around, waiting to feel sorry before we repent, well, we might wait our whole life, because we have to dispose our hearts to receive this grace. Our Lady in Rwanda said by saying the chaplet of sorrows, we can dispose our hearts to gain the grace of repentance. Now, what is that chaplet? I'm going to link right here, if you've never said the chaplet of sorrows before. But basically, you're meditating upon the sorrows of Mary. And by doing so, Our Lady says we can obtain the grace of contrition, which is essential to grow in a spiritual life. Because often we have attachments to our sin, to our fallen nature. Sometimes our sin is still attractive, even though we want to turn. There's this love affair with our weakness, unfortunately. And the only way out of it is by God's grace. So we seek Our Lady of Our Sorrows to obtain this grace. Second grace Our Lady of Sorrow can help us with, grace of sound mind in sorrow. Oftentimes when we're in sorrow, when we're struggling, what happens? Our emotions start overtaking our life. And it shows up with fears and worries and anxieties. And they run our life. And other times it's catastrophic thinking. Or sometimes we experience a great distress in life. It's a great trauma. And what happens? We respond maybe with a disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder. And so oftentimes our emotions run our life. And even though logically we think this is crazy, I shouldn't be responding this way, we just can't gain control of our emotions. How can Our Lady help? Well, Our Lady experienced great distress. Think about Mary and all her sorrows, fleeing in the middle of the night because somebody wants to kill your son Jesus, the flight into Egypt, or seeing Jesus carry his cross. You know he's on his way to his death. Or Mary standing at the foot of the cross, seeing her son die a slow, agonizing death, and then receiving his body in her arms, and then watching her son being placed in the tomb. Mary witnessed violence. And this was a traumatic event, yet she was not damaged by it. Her virtues were always intact. The theological virtues of faith, hope, and love were never damaged, because Mary didn't suffer the consequence of the fall from original sin, meaning that her reason was always able to control her emotions. So she never had a disordered response to any of the trauma that she experienced. How does this apply to our life now? Well, we're not like that. We often respond in a disordered way to the traumas in our life. So what can we do? We can run to Our Lady, who was victorious over this suffering, over these struggles. and ask for the grace that she had that allowed her to respond always in a way to her suffering that honored and glorified God. And the third grace Our Lady can help us with, a grace of consolation in times of desolation. Oftentimes when we're struggling with sorrows and trials, we think, God, if you're loving, why are you allowing this to happen to me? And unless we can find some sort of purpose to our pain, we end up discouraged. And so this is where Our Lady can help, because she always knew there was a purpose to her pain. Every time she saw her son suffer, take for example the way of the cross, she knew that Jesus was fulfilling the will of God the Father and his pain had purpose. How does this apply to us? When we can't see purpose in our pain, we can run to Our Lady of Sorrows and ask her for the gift of faith that she had to believe that God was working all things out for good. Think about one of the darkest times in humanity. It's Jesus on the cross. God was crucified. Yet out of that, God brought the greatest good, the possibility for salvation for mankind. Through that tremendous trial, a tremendous triumph. The opportunity for salvation. So you see, even the darkest moments in our life, God can bring about a great dawn. But we have to have faith. And when we struggle to have that faith, we struggle to see how could God bring good out of this situation, then we run to Our Lady of Sorrows, who was there in humanity's darkest hour. Yet her faith did not waver. She had purpose in her pain. She knew God was working a great work before her eyes. So those three graces that Our Lady of Sorrows can assist us with, the grace of repentance, the grace of sound mind in sorrow, and the grace of consolation in the midst of desolation. Our pain can always have purpose. My name is Kenny Zinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thank you for watching. Thank you so much, friends, for watching this video. Remember to hit that subscribe button and bell so that YouTube has to notify you of our next video. And share this video on Facebook. Let's spread the good news of our Catholic faith. And thank you so much to our Patreon members who have allowed us to make these videos possible. You guys are amazing.